Okay, sounds good.
Okay, Tasha, it is about 5 till 9 in the evening on Thursday night and on June 5th. And can you talk about just your responsibility with the Wakarusa Festival and kind of what's going on right now with the weather out there and everything?
Sure. I am the media coordinator, and I have been talking to the press just sort of about the festival, and obviously a big question with much of the media requests that I've gotten today have been about the weather and how we're dealing with that. So I've been answering a lot of questions about the weather and how we're dealing with the storms that are hitting us right now.
Sure. And currently there's a severe thunderstorm warning, and part of it is in Western Douglas County. Is that correct? And
yes.
Can you talk about just what the Walk Festival promoters have done in the last few minutes with your patrons out there and everything?
Sure. Yeah. From the very beginning, when they came in this morning, there were signs up saying that inclement weather was a definite possibility and to please be alert. As we were getting information from the National Weather Service and the Sheriff's Department and other weather services, we were letting our patrons know as it happened, just to over-communicate. We were passing out flyers about how to find out about the weather, what to do in different severe weather situations. About 45 minutes to an hour ago, we got the call that a severe front was moving in, and based on the weather reports and our discussions with the Sheriff's Department and our concerns for the safety of our patrons, we shut down the stages and asked that the generators be put down and told everybody over the PA systems to seek shelter for their safety until the storm is over.
Okay. So you did stop the concert.
Yeah, all stages were shut down. Before they were shut down, announcements were made over all the PA systems that this weather was occurring, the situation involving the weather and what was expected based on what we had heard at that point, and suggested that everybody seek shelter immediately.
Okay, and then when you say seek shelter, as far as like going back to their vehicles or...
Going back to their cars or tents, whichever they felt more comfortable doing, but not standing out in, you know, in an open field.
Sure.
So.
And you didn't make anyone leave the...
No, nobody was asked to leave at all. We just said take shelter.
Okay.
And many people chose to leave if they were either A, not camping, or B, lived close by, but most people stayed.
So did you work with security and the law enforcement out there to help get that message out there?
Yes, it was a team effort to spread the word and make sure that everybody's over-communicating with everyone else out there so people knew what was going on, and to just make sure that everybody knew what was happening and how to be safe and go about dealing with the weather.
Okay. And so does it what does the weather look like right now as it's heading? It looks like it's getting closer
There's a lot of lightning. I see a lot of lightning, and it's raining lightly, but not heavy rain, just
okay.
A lot of lightning, yeah.
Okay. And then have you observed people taking shelter? Like, what are they doing?
Yes. Many people have either gone back to their tents or their cars. I've seen some people leave, but most people have just gone back to their tents or cars to ride out the storm.
Okay. I mean, is that safe for them to be out there at that? I mean, what are you guys trying to relay as far as safety and how they should take shelter?
We're just telling them in case of a thunderstorm warning, such as hail and high winds, which is sort of what we're predicted to get. Everybody should take appropriate safety precautions, which may include getting inside a vehicle, a shelter, or a low lying area, whichever they feel most comfortable and safe with. So.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, is there anything else important you can think of about the weather situation right now?
No, I think we're doing a great team effort with law enforcement, with the weather service, and with our staff to communicate what is happening as it happens and make sure that everybody just is safe.
Okay. All right. Well, Tasha, I hope you guys stay safe out there and this blows over.
Thanks, George. I appreciate it.
Yeah, appreciate it. We'll talk to you later.
All right. Bye.